Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. So I think we're doing a good job because you guys say we're doing okay. I appreciate the feedback. Oh, Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about the flu season boom. Who really profits from flu? Oh, I know you have some speculations there. We're going to kind of, you know, give it to you straight and not sugarcoat it, and that's what you expect here. And we're also going to be talking, if we get time, how you can detoxify and reset a lot of mechanisms in your system and help them balance and recalibrate. It's almost like, you know, rebooting a computer after you've cleaned out all the bugs. So we got lots to talk about and a quack report. But before we get to all that, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I hope you guys are hitting your knees and seeking the Lord's face and, you know, jumping into that scripture, because that's the beginning of knowledge, when you open up a conversation with God and you learn to get to know him. Otherwise, at the judgment, you're going to hear one of two things. You know, well done, good and faithful servant, or depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. People just don't get into the Word of God and read. Well, if we're in Psalms and we're in chapter 115 on verse 13, God says he will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. He'll increase you more and more, and you are his children. I love the way he describes how he kind of gathers his children like, you know, a mother hen with chicks under his wings. So, I mean, if you really want protection, especially from, I guess, pandemics, get to know the Lord and he'll look after you. That's another supernatural way of dealing with this crazy world. You know, read the scripture. You won't be depressed. You'll actually be uplifted when you read God's word and gain knowledge. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, thanks, Frank. Okay, ibuprofen's in the quacker today. They said it could cause bleeding ulcers and even heart attack, according to a study from this was in the Journal of Epidemiology and Drug Safety. I can speak this evening. So according to their study, they said a team of researchers at Boston University were looking at all these side effects from these anti-inflammatory painkillers. And they say people tend to take multiple forms of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and it greatly increases all these side effect risks like stomach ulcers, because, you know, people may be mixing them with steroids and stuff. And, of course, you know, people aren't being educated on not doing that. And so they said, you know, heart attack and bleeding can be the result when you start doing all that stuff. Moving along in the quack report. Oh, if you want a natural anti-inflammatory, it's willow bark and meadow sweet. That's what I tend to use if you're looking for an alternative. Next up in the quacker, Johnson & Johnson's in hot water still regarding their talcum powder. New Brunswick, New Jersey-based pharmaceutical, Johnson & Johnson, is still fighting lawsuits. U.S. District Court of New Jersey, the new filing from investors because their stocks plummeted after the reports that for decades, Johnson & Johnson knew that talc products contained asbestos fibers and could cause cancer. So, you know, from the 70s especially, so people, 5,500 lawsuits they're facing at this juncture. Won some, lost some, that kind of thing. And so be careful out there with talc powder because it has asbestos in it. All right, last but not least in the quack report, young adults spend more than 6 hours a day stressed out, according to the report. Yep. And it's a poll that they took 18-year-olds to 25-year-olds. They are stressed out about money, how they look, their career worries. They have fears of the future. And they say a large chunk of their time is spent feeling kind of anxious and under a lot of pressure. So 1 in 10 feel they have no one to turn to discuss a lot of their concerns. It leaves them kind of, you know, facing these things alone. Also, 67% say that they've come across problems in their life and they felt they really didn't have anybody that could help them with it. And 56% have ended up in more trouble because they kept a lot of this to themselves and didn't seek out help. So I'm saying to myself, you know, where are the good people? Where are the parents, the grandparents, the pastors, the school counselors, the friends, the colleagues? You know, with all these friends on Facebook, where is the help? Hello? And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, well, technology is polarizing us. We're just not spending time face-to-face with anybody anymore, see? So you might as well just jump in that Bible and spend some face time with the Lord. All right, we're going to be talking about flu. The flu season boom, because, you know, the flu is a booming. It is. Typically, flu season, starts in the fall, goes through February. Usually January, February is the height of the flu season. That's what we've been told, usually in the media. Now this year they're saying, hey, the flu season may go in through March. But we got some revelations to share this hour on the flu boom, because it seems that each year the promotion for all these flu medications in the healthcare segment, well, it's becoming more pronounced and even more aggressive. So I have to think, who within the scientific medical community benefits the most financially from the flu season? Now, I know you may be speculating on, it could be your general practitioners or the drugstore chains or the people who manufacture Kleenex. But these entities do not make money. Well, they do make money on the flu, but they don't haul in the bulk of the proceeds generated from the flu virus. Yep, it's really another key to this too. Generating flu viruses to make money. Yeah, no one dares think about that. They don't want to think that anyone within healthcare would purposely make people sick in order to financially gain from their illness, right? Well, we're going to take a look at the engine behind the flu season as hopefully it dwindles into, a bad dream and we have no more flu as we embrace spring. Well, the thing is, think about it. You expect the flu season, don't you? Yeah. One element that we often overlook is that people expect to have a flu season. It's a normal thing now. It's an occurrence. It's expected. It's the new reality. Can you imagine the media reports? If we don't have a flu season, they wouldn't know how to behave. It receives minimal coverage if we have a very mild flu season. Right? You really don't hear much about that or why that is. Now, the other element is that healthcare assumes and presumes we will experience a pandemic influenza, creating some high mortality. However, is this perspective scientifically accurate? Well, here is a quote from the U.S. National Library of Medicine, National Institutes of Health. This is what they said in 2008. They said, the heightened concern over the threat of a future influenza pandemic is largely an assumption. With the historical decline in influenza classed mortality since 1900, we challenge the belief regarding the severity of pandemic influenza. End of quote. Whoa! Since 1900, did you say that influenza's been on the decline? Well, man, you could have knocked me over with a feather based on what you see on the nightly news all the time about flu this, flu that, right? You didn't know that, I bet you. Influenza has been on the decline since 1900. Well, regardless of what the scientific facts are presenting, nations around the world are in prep mode right now, and they're spending billions of dollars to prepare for this big flu pandemic we're supposed to get one day. Well, there is actually an entity called the National Strategic for Pandemic Influenza. Oh, yeah, it's a real entity. My question, though, are we working to prevent pandemics or to create them? Well, there is this big gap between evidence and the pandemic fear that is being promoted. Well, let's look at a real flu season, because here's a real shocker. Science tells us that the influenza flu season isn't limited to October through February. Did you know that? Yeah, they say this may be more active. Flu is more active for the flu, according to a doctor by the name of Peter Dashi. He's an anthropologist with MIT and also with John Hopkins. And he says it's based on this data from 1900 to the present. The influenza season is really 12 months long. So he has noted the emergence of new influenza A strains, which have been the ones, you know, to cause the most serious illnesses. And these strains spread easily worldwide. So these strains are also included in your flu shots. And it is his opinion that there, if there were ever a flu pandemic, he says that it would stem from an influenza A strain. So Dr. Dashi also expressed his frustration with regard to the lack of cooperation from the CDC in providing virus circulation data. Yep, the National Respiratory and Enteric Virus Surveillance System collects and tabulates the data, but the CDC decides who can look at it. Well, I want to get back to that. What's this thing about flu on the decline since 1900? You know, what's with that? I sat in my chair and went, what is that? According to Dr. Dashi, influenza infections, these types of diseases, were on a significant decline evidenced by the flu season data from 1900 to 2004. He said, aside from the 1918 influenza, which, you know, some say was created by a vaccine, Dashi is reporting that from 1900 to 1931, with each season, the influenza strain became less lethal than the prior year. So influenza vaccines were, we're told, were really not in development. Well, they were in development in 1933. That's what we were told. They, you know, they were tinkering with them then. But they were actually in creation much earlier, and we didn't know that. However, they were not used widespread on a widespread scale until 1945. But there were vaccines that didn't just stay in the lab. Let's put it that way. Now, it would appear that after the vaccines were used, the flu strains, get this, became varied, mutated, and more deadly. And we see similar results with antibiotic use, which has produced mutated strains of bacteria that are more lethal and now drug resistant. Yeah, so I don't know, is healthcare doing humanity any favors there? Well, let's look at the big picture. So if we're able to believe Dr. Dashi's research that the flu viruses were on the decline and weakening in strength for nearly 20 years, what happened in 1918? So we got this massive spike in a flu bug that was virulent, and it was blamed on the war, World War I, and the immigrants from overseas. So during this time, medical science had not publicly announced it had any knowledge about the differences in viruses and bacterial infections. And according to researcher Barbara Peterson and the book Vaccination, the Silent Killer, supposedly the 1918 flu, often called the Spanish flu, was a man-made epidemic created with a massive nationwide vaccine campaign started with the military. So the servicemen were inoculated, but they were told the treatment would prevent germs, which at that time, germs were blamed for all illnesses, okay? Now, in 1918, the scientific community did not have a lot of sophisticated equipment that could detect a lot of filth and infectious agents in a vaccine serum they thought was sterilized. So more soldiers died from the vaccine than they did in the war. Now, as the book points out, more deaths were among the vaccinated than the unvaccinated. And this was a huge experiment that went terribly wrong. But the vaccine promoters used this opportunity to create a lot of fear and a business for themselves. Yep, they didn't let this catastrophe go to waste. So here is the point to consider. World War I was a very short war, and the vaccine manufacturers had overstocked on their bacterial vaccine treatment, which they made for the military. Therefore, they said, why should we restrict the treatment to just servicemen? Let's turn it on the general public. Now, no one at this time associated a vaccine treatment with injury or mass deaths. So the vaccine was advertised and promoted to the public from the, you know, to protect you from the various diseases the military men would be bringing home from overseas, you know, after World War One. So at this time in history, who didn't believe their doctor or the government? They totally believed the doctor, and they totally believed the government. So a majority of the U.S. population got vaccinated, but within 24 hours, people were seriously ill. So this vaccine killed 20 million worldwide. Now, Greece and a few other countries, they didn't accept the vaccine, so they escaped all these casualties. And since healthcare professionals had never seen anything like this, the vaccine was not blamed, but the disease that was supposedly brought back from overseas was the culprit. However, the War Department physicians certainly knew there was an association between the vaccine and civilian deaths, similar to the servicemen who also died. So at this point, there was some colluded effort among physicians and the military deciding to call this mysterious disease the Spanish flu and blame it on the Spanish flu for all the deaths. Now, here were the symptoms. Let me ask you if this sounds like any one disease. You get vaccinated and there was collapse, people collapsed, high fever, chills, muscle pain described as agony, cramps, diarrhea, pneumonia-type lung congestion, throat congestion, vomiting, headache, hepatitis, diphtheria, sores similar to smallpox, paralysis, and death. Yeah, we had more servicemen still in the United States in the hospitals paralyzed and dying from their supposedly bacterial vaccine treatment. Yeah, back then. Well, let's check out the pandemic infrastructure for a second, because we hear, you know, authorities are preparing for the worst pandemic in history in the near future, and most people believe them, and they think that they can offer them protection. Well, during the 1918 pandemic, the only ones functioning and not sick were those who refused to be vaccinated. And actually, the unvaccinated were now taking care of those who got sick from the vaccine. And this is another indicator that it was a man-made pandemic when that happens. So here is what happened within the U.S. infrastructure in 1918. All the businesses closed. The schools closed. The post offices all closed. The banks closed. The streets were ghost towns. Not enough physicians to care for the sick, because they were already sick, and not enough nurses either, right? All right, so when you take a lot of disease and you mix them with a lot of poisonous compounds and then you inject that into people, you run the risk of creating a poisonous situation in the body, even sepsis or blood poisoning. I heard of a case down, was it in Florida? 25-year-old gym junkie, healthy guy, got a physical, got talked into the flu shot, wound up with sepsis, and they amputated all his fingers and toes within 2-3 days of getting the shot. It's devastating. Devastating. All right, so when doctors tried also to save patients from vaccine toxicity with other drugs, this adds more poisons to the system, can overwhelm the body. So this devastating event can and most likely could happen again, and it could be due to deliberate man-made actions that would overwhelm even our modern healthcare infrastructure. Think about it. Yeah, the 1918, they weren't prepared. They had no warning. But are we prepared today? I mean, we can't even protect kids at schools. All right, here is a quote from the U.S. National Institutes of Health, 2005. They say, we could not correlate the increased use of vaccination coverage after 1980 with declining influenza mortality rates in any age group. Our research included international studies of influenza vaccine effectiveness and efficiency. So they can't prove statistically, scientifically, that vaccines are getting rid of the mortality from influenza, because it's not. Well, let's look at some influenza benefactors, because that's one of the questions I said. Who makes the most money from flu? Well, novel laboratory-created viruses for vaccines do not really offer natural immunity, and this applies to the bird flu strains you now see in your flu shots. Now, Dr. Dashi has warned the public about a study that was done in 2013. It appeared in the British Medical Journal. It showed the evidence used to promote the safety and effectiveness of influenza vaccines. He says they're overestimated. Well, it's, you know, half the truth is still a whole lie. Let's just call it what it is. They're lying. So he also stated that there has been no research on the risks of aggressive vaccination against disease, including flu. So they don't know what all these flu shots are going to do to people. They don't care. Fear is a powerful motivator to convince people who would not consider getting a flu vaccine to otherwise get one. So the industry that profits by far on influenza are really the makers of the flu vaccines. Let me give you some examples. GlaxoSmithKline is a UK company. Merck is a United States company. AstraZeneca is a UK company. These all make vaccines. And, of course, Safani is a France company. The largest maker of flu vaccines made 884 million euros last year, or 1.43 billion U.S. dollars. That's a whole lot of cha-ching, isn't it? So here's a very controversial statement I want to read to you by neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock. And he says, knowing authorities cannot easily pass euthanasia laws or just have people rounded up and exterminated, the proponents of socialized medicine are using the medical care system to speed people along to their deaths. The economy is also manipulated, and when it worsens, people are more accepting of euthanasia for the elderly, the terminally ill, the mentally ill, the chronically ill, or those with dementia. Vaccines like the H1N1 are very dangerous, and 2013 worldwide sales of the influenza vaccine was $3.1 billion. Then, you know, he says, add the other pharmaceutical flu products and you're into $1 trillion in profits from influenza. I know, it's crazy. Well, and I know I've told you this one before. This is from Dr. Alvin Moss. He's a nephrologist, West Virginia University. He appeared in front of Congress in 1986, and he said the establishment of the National Vaccine Childhood Injury Act, because vaccine manufacturers had come to them, to Congress, saying they had so many lawsuits against them from vaccine injury and death that they would go out of business from all this. So Congress passed the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act and created the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program and a Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which has paid out billions of dollars. According to Dr. Moss, he says, my research shows that the flu vaccine results in the most compensation paid out. Flu, big business. Yep, it's the boom. Yep. Just thought I'd let you know. We got more on the other side, and then we're going to switch topics. So we'll be right back. Sugar.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Here on Herb Talk, and we're going to recap this whole segment here that we were just talking about, how the flu season is big business. And you know what? Based on some of what science is saying, their own words, the influenza market is really too good to give up, isn't it? It makes drug companies and healthcare a lot of money. Now, the swine flu pandemic of 1976 was also created, and a harmful vaccine was turned onto the public, and people sued vaccine makers then. And after that, Congress passed laws making it very difficult to sue the vaccine injury for vaccine injury and death. So they got protection. So the vaccine industry learned really a lot from the 1918 flu pandemic, and they fine-tuned their vaccine machine. Today, if the Spanish flu occurred after a vaccine was given, like in 1918, causing catastrophic deaths, you'd know the vaccine isn't good for you. It's the culprit. So today the vaccines use more subtle health problems or they cause those. And some can develop over long periods of time, as many as 40 years, and then nobody makes that association. Now, many physicians in the field of virology have admitted they know very little about the human immune system, even less about viruses and other pathogens. So the experiment continues. And guess what? It begins with the youngest and most vulnerable of our society, infants. So it's really not natural to jab infants, toddlers, children with deadly diseases for a majority of their school years. Vaccines destroy natural immunity and make generations of children weak towards infectious disease. And maybe that's the point. Since influenza was on the decline prior to all this mess. All right, so you have the option to be strong. You can strengthen your immune system, your entire body. You can protect it against disease and toxicity. So frequent cleanses of the filtering organs of your body, using your medicinal herbs to support a strong immune defense, you have those tools at your disposal now. You can call Apothecary Herbs. They have a whole line of organic herbal formulas that, you know, protect what God gave you. Call 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, international is 704-885-0277, or visit them online, thepowerherbs.com. The Power Herbs, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. That's right. God says from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. All right, so we're going to talk about more detoxing a little bit here. Maybe, you know, you can reset a lot of your balance mechanisms, your chemistry in your body by doing some detoxification. You know, everyone has a body that can naturally purify and cleanse itself. It's designed that way. And this is called detoxification, also known in the medical field as depuration. Now, it's not uncommon for our purification mechanisms in our body to become bogged down or even clogged when we're trying to handle multiple levels of toxicity. So this exposes the human body to a lot of danger, a lot of dangerous levels of toxin when this happens. They build up, become accumulative. That causes disease. It weakens us. Now, which areas of the body are going to be the weakest? Well, it's going to really depend on your physical constitution, a lot of heredity, DNA, your lifestyle even. So this is why when people get vaccinated, not everybody has the same, you know, reaction. Wherever their weakest link is where they're going to have problems. So, we don't have the luxury of selecting our parents and controlling our gene pool, but we do have control over our lifestyle and doing whatever necessary to assist our body to be clean and healthy. So we're going to talk about that. Now, trying to achieve the very best health that we can often can seem, you know, like a lot of work. Like if some people say, I feel like I'm walking across a circus high wire. Well, you got to strive for a system of balance, which our bodies really need in order to function normally and for us to stay out of the doctor's office, the hospital, and the morgue prematurely. So we are all biochemically and genetically different. And these differences play a role in determining how the body reacts to a lot of toxins and how fast you can get rid of them. Therefore, everybody is going to benefit from a free flow of toxicity leaving their body. So detoxification, having a plan to do that is going to benefit everyone. All right, so the Board of Environmental Studies and Toxicology of the National Academy of Sciences, they had this workshop for medical experts back in 1987. And they concluded that at least 15% of the U.S. population has sensitivities to things like household chemicals, cleaners, you know. Later, University of Arizona, under the direction of Dr. Iris Bell, found that in 1993, 17% of individuals of various ages do become ill when they're exposed to a lot of chemical pesticides, vehicle exhaust, paint, installing new carpet, and even perfume. So studies such as these show how delicate the balance is and the percentage of the population that seem to be screaming at us as a warning, like human canaries in a coal mine, okay? We should not ignore these statistics, these little subtle signs, and we don't want to ignore them. You know what happens to the canary in the coal mine? Dies. You ignore it. All right, let's look at the signals that your body tends to give you. You know, body sends out a lot of signals, and people are, they ignore a million different signals, and then they wonder why they have stage four something and their life's on the line. Now, I'm not suggesting you become a hypochondriac and be hypersensitive to every little thing. You just want to be aware of that the body can demonstrate a lot of symptoms and warning signs that aren't normal. It's going to be, you know, there. And you can, I think more people know what's wrong with their vehicle than they do their own body sometimes. They know when their car needs a tune-up or needs something else. But they're really ignoring their own service engine light going off, okay? So sometimes it's nothing. It's not a major problem. It's just a little maintenance you need, right? Same thing with the human body as you're taking care of your automobile. So the human body really has a lot of symptoms, if not from an injury-related problem. A lot of signals, toxic levels send signals, especially when those toxic levels get high. So if you don't address them, what happens is then you develop a disease. Now, some signals that your body will send indicate stuff like you can't really stand a whole lot of stress. And also the detoxification process can be stressful for some people, okay? And be aware of that. Chronic, let's say, respiratory problems, asthma, sinus infections, abnormal body odor, bad breath, a coated tongue, frequent headaches, back or joint pain, food allergies, environmental allergies, poor memory, mental confusion, insomnia, depression, chronic fatigue, irritability, brittle nails, psoriasis, acne, weight problems, these all are signals. There's an imbalance and there could be toxicity building. Okay, but we kind of brush them away as just, I'll just go to the doctor and get something. Well, what you're going to get is a symptom reduction. You're not going to get a cure. All right, so most toxins come from situations of physical or maybe environmental or emotional stress. And these stressors hinder the body from detoxifying. Stress can really, clog up blockages. Free flow of toxins can't get out. A lot of experts feel that even if we remove the environmental pollutants, all the pesticides, the herbicides, the chlorine in the water, the fluoride in the water, and we ate whole foods, they say we would still need to detox because the body manufactures what are called metabolic byproducts and are considered internal toxins. Well, it's recommended that if you suffer from minor health problems, it can indicate the body is experiencing some toxic overload. So regardless of where the toxins are coming from, I'm like saying, why do we have to analyze that? Let's just get rid of them. Okay? And we can, weed out where we're coming in contact with that stuff after we detoxify, because time is a ticking. All right, so if you detoxify, you're going to balance a lot of areas of the body. Our body's pretty sophisticated. They have mechanisms that are designed to work in harmony for function and all over the body. So we're going to take a look at some of these areas that can really suffer a lot of disruption, making us our bodies less efficient, as the toxins tend to slow everything down, hinder function, and we got to get on toxin removal right away. So let me give you a list. Biochemically, we have hundreds of reactions, and an example would be, let's say, your pH balance. Without a pH being in balance, which can affect the exit route for toxins, and they can remain in the system and get blocked. So if you're too acidic or too alkaline, you can actually trap more toxins in. So pH balance is important. Also, electricity. Our bodies actually need a balance. Our heart and our brain use electricity. So exposure to a lot of electrical equipment can disrupt that balance. I remember in herb school, we were told to go outside. This is on a spring day. And we had to take our shoes and socks off and wiggle our toes in the grass. Okay. And our instructor said, you are grounding the extra electrical activity that your body doesn't need. Because too many people live in high rises, walk on concrete sidewalks, and don't really get to touch nature with their bodies much, the earth and so forth. So, walk on the beach, he says, and walk in the grass barefooted, and as much as you can, and get your sunshine. Also emotionally, we can't really escape the need to accept and give love, as, it's good for us to express and accept those emotions. It gives us gladness, joy. Also, we want to be able to get rid of things that we kind of hold on to, like anger and grief, maybe anxiety. You got to keep an emotional balance is the point. So our emotional channel has to remain unobstructed, or even chemical toxins can produce a lot of metabolism malfunction, and then psychological and physical illness can result. So even your tears are, when they're analyzed, we get tears for different occasions, you're a mother crying because your daughter's getting married, it's tears of joy and happiness. Those tears are different when you're crying when, you got an injury, or you're crying because of a death in the family, grief, or sadness. So chemically, the tears change based on emotion. So your emotions dictate a lot of chemical change is the point. Now, energetically, our bodies release a lot of organic molecules to provide energy to the cells. So when we get too toxic, it can create an imbalance, make it difficult for the body to function and maintain that energy, and even normal body temperature. So toxins can really throw a monkey wrench in a lot of systems here. What about allergies? Well, we can have an imbalance that can set off the immune system and create a lot of antibodies and inflammation that we don't need in places we don't want to even think about. And then there's this chemical chain reaction in an attempt to protect and heal the body. So if you think about, we're almost like thoroughbred racehorses. Thoroughbred racehorses, strong animals, right? Strong, but they're also fragile. All right, their legs are fragile, they have a fragile digestive system, and they're susceptible to a lot of things. Same with us. We're strong, and we have a sophisticated human body, but we're fragile, We're fragile. There's a delicate balance that has to be maintained. All right, and then there's enzyme activity. Biochemically, we have enzymes that respond dependent on we're kind of dependent on enzymes being balanced for a lot of our chemistry. And when we get deficient, or there's maybe an overabundance of some enzymes, it causes a reaction, and it can affect the entire system. So detoxification functions in the human body as also reestablishing enzyme control. So domino effect with the enzymes. I mean, just a drop in one or two minerals really seriously affects the enzyme balance. And then hormones are also in the mix. Our metabolism, our circulation, our electrolytes, and even our reproduction areas, of course, can't function without balanced hormones. Our hormones also affect how we adequately handle stress, right? I mean, ask any married guy with a wife going through menopause. All right. So hormones are real important. And now microbiology-wise, there's this huge balance. Think of an orchestra, and you got the horns, and you got the drums, and you got the strings, and you got the piano, and you got the organ, and If I left out any instruments, I apologize. But they all have their parts to play, and they all have to play in harmony, synchronized. And when they're off sync, you hear it. You absolutely can tell. Especially if you're the conductor, you have a cow. But chemically wise, our body's sort of like the same thing. That was an analogy. There's got to be a balance for everything to work right. All right, so a lot of excessive stress can come to us from our environment, so we have to make sure we handle and cope with that appropriately. And, you know, then there's the spiritual aspect of us, right? We also have to balance that. You know, our spiritual life has a big influence on how we cope with stress, family, work, ethic, morals, all these things. So basic spiritual health is real important. We shouldn't ever overlook that. So all these systems got to maintain not only their individual balance, but also their cohesive balance between each other. Okay. So the slightest imbalance in one area is going to affect another. So the bigger the imbalance in one area, the bigger the impact on adjacent systems. And the longer it goes on, the longer it takes to restore balance, the harder it gets. So there are a lot of people, you know, that, you know, kind of go around with their check engine light on. I know people that just put a piece of black electrical tape over it. They don't want to see it anymore. You know, not a good thing. Got to address that. See, or the engine's going to blow up. Same thing with us. We're going to blow up if we don't address these things. So here are some other benefits of detoxing. Few major areas that you can expect to improve your digestion. You get rid of a lot of upper respiratory infections like sinus congestion. Your blood pressure can normalize. You can improve your memory, also your mental clarity. People tend to have stronger immune system response. They have balanced hormonal functions, so their emotions are, they feel more in control. They have better energy, better sleep. So, because the added benefits when the burden of toxins get removed, the recovery time from subsequent illnesses gets shortened, you know, and you also lower your risk of internal medicine diseases like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and things like that. So it means you live longer, healthier lives, basically, when you get the toxins out and you put the nutrition in. Cleanse and nourish. That's the approach. Very simple, very basic. But who ever said health should be complicated? Right? We tend to make things complicated on ourselves. So you have the power to accept or decline the challenge to be more proactive with your health. Some people, you know, they want to have excellent health and they work hard at it. And it is work. Maintenance is work. You maintain your house and your car, your career. It's all work. Everything's work. So maintaining health shouldn't be scary or feel like it's an overwhelming thing. We've been conditioned to think it is. Well, the sooner you get to it, the easier it is. Now, I've seen people get over problems quickly within a few days, weeks. Some people, if they've had the problem longer, it could take a year. So a lot of times when we let things go, we can't expect the recovery to be like a speedboat and, you know, and turn on a dime. It's more like a cruise ship, and it's going to take a while to make that turn. So don't get disappointed. Don't become confounded and discouraged. If you're working hard in your natural therapy regimens and you don't see much change. And a lot of times it's, you know, you just be consistent and it's almost like the grain of rice that tips the scale, you know? And it's not going to be one thing. It's probably going to be a combination of things that make that happen. So not just one thing's going to do it for you. You're going to have to probably do a combination of natural therapies. You may have to, you know, really watch the diet and get organic. You may have to do juicing to get the nutrition you need without the energy being poured into the digestive system where it can go to healing you. You may need to work on immune system function, balance the endocrine system. So you may have to do some work. But in general, God's chemistry has done all the hard lifting, heavy lifting. When you use medicinal herbs for the service of man, healing of the nations, medicine can't answer everything that's in your herbs, in your immune system, in your physiology. They're still learning stuff. But God's taken care of all that, and that's the beauty of it. You can just bank on His promise. Yeah, just bank on the promise. And pray, because I've seen miracles from God answering prayer. You know, you believe He'll answer it. So if you're looking to embark on some maintenance cleansing, or if you're wanting to reverse weaknesses that you have or you suspect you have, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a full line of organ cleansing products, and they show you how to cleanse in the proper order so that you are successful and you do it safely. So you just want to be working with the system, not against it. You don't want to force anything. And by the way, if you're doing cleansing and you're sticking to your regimen, you haven't, you know, gone off the reservation and gone partying and drinking and whatever, and you start to feel worse while you do your natural therapies, it may be you're experiencing a healing crisis. A lot of times, you know, you can have old injuries flare up while you start to detoxify. Very common. And so people shouldn't panic and feel this is not right. It happens a lot. So, but if you've kind of gotten off your regimen and you're doing some stuff you shouldn't have and you feel worse, it's because you did that. You didn't stick to the protocol. All right. So if you're looking for some tools to help you out, call Apothecary Herbs. They will send you a free product catalog. They educate you about the herbs, and hopefully you'll educate somebody else and they'll educate somebody else. That's how, you know, you kind of empower people. So tools, so a lot of times it's all about the tools. You guys know that. So get certified organic whole food organ cleansing products and immune boosting formulas, and it's a game changer. That's what it is. Go to thepowerherbs.com if you haven't visited on the website, thepowerherbs.com, and sign up for their newsletters. Apothecary Herbs does send out email newsletters every week, and you can get empowered that way with natural therapies each and every week, and share it with family and friends. Again, passing along the power is a good thing. You can sign up for free. The newsletters have no subscription fee, and they go out each week to your email. Make sure you have email, because we've gotten some calls about having those things mailed through the U.S. mail, and it doesn't go that way. It's electronic, so you got to have email. And then you can also download the show, the Herb Talk show, and listen anytime from the website as well under their archive section under Herb Talk. So if you miss a show or if you want to go back and pick up, well, I thought I heard she said this, you can at any time go to thepowerherbs.com and just click on Herb Talk, and you can pull up the shows. They're all listed by date and topic. So it's all about empowerment. It's all about educating yourself, and it's all about being well out there. And it's not that hard. We just tend to make things hard. Cleanse and nourish, boost the immune systems, and you got most things whooped. You really do. Thepowerherbs.com, that's Apothecary Herbs. Number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. I can see by the clock I'm way out of time, but I'll be back next week. I surely will. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. But if you want to seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, be my guest. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.